Imagine a sport that requires the alertness of an iguana, the swiftness of a crocodile striking at prey, and the strength of bears using their bodies to block and as weapons to ward off competitors. Imagine this game played in near silence. Well, there's a game like that for the blind at the Paralympics. It's a combination of soccer, volleyball, rugby, and blind man's bluff all rolled into one. Without sight, you sense a ball with a small bell in it and gauge where it's moving to catch it or block it on a hunch, then immediately turn around to maybe meet the ball that could be flying in from a completely different direction. This astounding, fast-paced game is called goalball. Goalball is a sport for the blind, and visually impaired athletes played 3-on-3. Players throw the ball at their opponent's goal while defending shots on their own side. It's one of the many wonders of the Paralympics.
Goalball is a 3-on-3 game played under blindfold with a 3-pound medicine ball with bells in it, played on the same dimensions as a volleyball court, 9 by 18 meters. Our whole goal goes on either end. It's a 9-meter goal about shoulder height. And the object, you throw the ball, but it's got to hit basically before the high ball line, which is the same as the spike line would be for volleyball. It doesn't have air pressure in it, so it forces the three defenders to dive like soccer goalies to defend it, so you're using your body to defend it. It's a little less than a second reaction time on either end, because it's moving, like I said, about 35, 40 miles an hour at our level.
That's amazing. Who came up with this game?
It was actually created by a German and Austrian after World War II for blinded vets coming back from the war.
It's amazing to watch. I mean, it's really, really amazing. Did you watch the game before you actually began to play it, before you lost your sight?
Actually, yeah. Ironically enough, I actually had heard of the game before I ever had any vision issues, and I said ball in it, so I said I'd try it, and actually never did go see it for sure. And then someone wrote an article about me playing basketball, being legally blind, and got a phone call to try the sport of goalball. So I had some vision when I first saw the sport and learned it. And then I actually went totally blind right before the 92 games.
All right. So what are the key elements that make a good goalball competitor besides a really good hearing, I suspect?
It's your focus on defense. I mean, so much of the game is mental and really body memorization as far as diving and really getting, you know, you train so much as a kid with hand-eye coordination with swinging a bat or a club or whatever. So it's just a different training of hand-ear coordination and really that space where we're meeting the body on the ball, because you want to get it really between your shoulders and your thighs, just so the meat of your body a little bit more rather than your hands and your feet. So it's just a timing element and learning to listen to the ball as far as curves versus straight shots and where the ball is being released from, but ultimately where it's going to be ending up so you can put your body on it.
I imagine you get some pretty nasty bruises doing this.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely it's a nice physical game. There's definitely some bruising, some ball burn, and the chronic injuries. I mean, I've had 2 surgeries in my career with my throwing arm and my upper arm, because you're in such a vulnerable position when you're on your side fully extended and that top arm's kind of in a natural position where a hard shot can sublux and dislocate shoulders fairly easily.
So who are the powers in goalball? And you're a gold medalist. What was it like to be on the top of the goalball world?
I mean, being the defending gold medalist from Beijing, we always had a target on our back, I think, a little bit with the U.S., which is fine. And we've had some decent success, obviously, in the last, 10, 12 years. So we always had that target. But I think finally winning the gold medal in China made the target probably a little bit bigger for us, which is fine. And we're just excited to go out and defend it again, and do our best and put it all on the court, starting tonight.
And is your dad the best coach you ever had, a good coach? Does it improve him as a dad your coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to even think of him as dad, I guess, because he's been part of the coaching world. I mean, he coached different sports growing up. When I was growing up, he coached basketball, softball, other sports, adults, children. And so he's always had the coach mindset. So I think it was pretty natural for him to start getting involved in goalball. He watched me play in 92 and was my state coach, became the assistant U.S. coach in 94. And became the head coach in 96. And as far as probably the best coach, I mean, I'll say it, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, other people around the world would definitely agree. And I think his record probably speaks for itself as far as, I mean, he's the winningest coach in goalball in the world. So he's doing something right.
Definitely. And I guess if you do it, he'll coach it. If you take up skydiving, would he coach that?
No, probably not. He did not appreciate me diving out of the plane a few years ago.
Oh, really? So you actually tried that?
He's all about me watching it, but yeah, that's not his thing.
Nice. So who are the powers besides the United States?
I mean, on paper, they're going to say China, for sure. I mean, that's who we defeated in Paralympics in 2008, and then they beat us at Worlds in 2010. So, but this year, we've had about five international competitions, and the same team hasn't won it yet. We've been fortunate enough to be in the top three at all five of those, but the same country hasn't won those this year. So it's there's a lot of parity in women's goalball, for sure, which is why they extended from eight teams to 10. Going into these games.
So, Jennifer, last question. What's the sort of feel, the chemistry like there in London? Is it a pretty cool scene there, a pretty intense scene, everybody hanging together, or is it cutthroat?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, especially in the goalball community, a lot of these teams we've been playing for a lot of time, and we have a great rapport with Canada and Denmark and the different teams. But we've seen each other, you know, five times this year, so we're pretty social in the village with everybody off the court. And tonight, when we face Sweden for the first time, I mean, on the court's a totally different story. But you know, we'll be cheering on the Canadians for sure. They're in our pool, and so, you know, we play them on the fourth, then not so much, but. But yeah, I mean, I think everybody's, you know, it's pretty equitable, and everybody's here is here for the games. I mean, it's more than just a sport on what the Olympic and Paralympic games are about. So I think everybody has that sensation. And then when it's on the court, though, it is cutthroat.
And I love the whole Paralympics thing. I mean, it's an entire world where nobody asks you what happened to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their story, and it is kind of cool to hear other people's story. That's kind of it's pretty neat. Everybody has their story. And it's, yeah, like I said, it's a great thing to be a part of, for sure. Yeah.
Jennifer Armbruster, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Jennifer Armbruster, Paralympic goalballer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Just hours after we spoke, Jennifer helped Team USA to a 5-1 victory over Sweden. Congratulations to the American women's goalball team.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.